Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 36, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 28, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation. O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities, or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death.
So, in the previous verse, it is explained, the bhaveshmin klishamanana, anyone who has come to this material world, bhave, in this material world, what's mean in this, klishamanana, They are all working very hard, or taking trouble very much, like us, working klishamana. He cannot bear this so much burden, still he is loaded with so much burden. That is klishamana. If you can bear some load, that's all right. But if you cannot, if it is overloaded, then it is very difficult to go on. So, in the previous verse, it was suggested that sravanam smaranam arahanam, to get out of this troublesome life, krishamanana, avidya, kama karma bhi. They have created kama karma bhi, kama, lusty desire, desireful. They have created what? Heavy what? Therefore, klishama, always in trouble. So, to mitigate that trouble, the recommendation is smaranam, smaranam, arahanam. So Krishna comes to introduce the system by which one can get relief from this continuous troublesome life. Therefore Krishna says, jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. Just that you suffer when you create some disturbance in the law. Then you suffer. We have got experience. If we violate the state laws, then you have to suffer. Similarly, religion means God laws. They do not know. Religion means faith. Faith, you may have faith something, I may have faith something, I may believe you or you may not believe me. That is not religion. Religion, I do not believe in God. Just like this big mission, they say. You can manufacture your own way. Jatama tapo. Whatever you think, right, that is right. This is your philosophy. But that is not science. I am a madman, whatever I am thinking, that is all right. How it is? 2 + 2 = 4, it is science. If I believe, no, 2 + 2 = 5, or 2 + 2 = 3, no. So dharmasya glani bhavati means there is codes, laws of God. When you violate that laws of God, that is called dharmasya glani. Dharmasya glani. Glani means deviation, discrepancy. So, we are suffering by violating the laws of God. Just like we suffer by violating the laws of the state, similarly, as soon as we violate the laws of God, we are subjected to so many tribulations. Now, how to get out of it? That is bhakti yoga. So Krishna comes to take you out from this position, dharmasaglani, and that is, the process is, Krishna recommends that you do this, and if you take it, then you'll be delivered, you'll get relief, and that is, savanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, bhakti yoga. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasivanam archanam bandhanam dasam sakham atmanivedanam. Tanmanne aditam uttamam. Prahlad Maharaj said, one who is engaged in these activities, savanam kirtanam Vishnu, hearing and chanting. Hearing means to hear about somebody else, his activities, his form, his quality, his entourage, so many things. If I want to hear about you, you must have some activities. Just like history, we hear about history. What is the history? History means the record of activities of different persons in different ages. That is history. So, as soon as there is the question hearing, then the next question will be, to hear what? Or what about? What is the subject matter? So that is said, Vishnu. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. The activities of Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna. That is it. Not that hearing the news in the newspaper. Not that sort of hearing. Brahma Jigyasa. These things are the statement in the Veda. Inquiry about Brahma. Hearing about Brahma. Just like here, we are also hearing and chanting. So what is the subject matter? The subject matter is Krishna. We are not hearing here any market report. What is the price of this? What is the price of this share or that share? No. We are hearing about Krishna. And when there is question of hearing, there must be speaking or chanting. So we are speaking and chanting about Krishna. That is bhakti yoga. Simply, always be engaged in hearing and chanting about Krishna. Savanam kirtanam, Vishnu. Then further, as soon as you become expert in hearing and chanting, then the next stage is smaranam, smaranam, thinking of. Anything you speak or hear, later on you contemplate, you meditate, smaranam. The smaranam is the third stage. First of all, one must begin with hearing, savanam. Otherwise, what about meditation? If you do not know the subject matter of meditation, where is the question of meditation? Therefore, we must first of all hear about the subject matter of meditation. And that is chanting. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu, about Lord Vishnu. But actually, yoga meditation means to see the form of the Lord, 400 Vishnu Murti, within the heart. That is real meditation. Now, these rascals, they have manufactured so-called meditation. That is not meditation. Meditation means to see the form of the Lord within your heart. Because in the heart there is the Lord. Ishara sarabhutanam riddhesha arjuna tishtati. So, by controlling all the senses are very restless. They are going this way and that way, this way and that way, mind is going this way and that way. So, by this Ashtanga Yoga system, by sitting posture, by controlling the breathing, by modes of different posture of seeing, so many things there are, the real thing is to control the mind and concentrate it on the form of Vishnu. That is meditation. That is called samadhi. Pratyaha samadhi. So Ashtanga Yoga means to come to this point of smaranam, smaranam, archanam. This is archanam. Just like we are worshipping the deity, Sri Vigrahara Dhana Nittanana Sengara Tanamandirama Janadu. Sri Vigraha, the deity worship. Aradhanam, aradhanam, worshipping. Sri Vigraha, aradhanam. Sri Vigraha, aradhanam, nitta, nitta daily, not that aradhan after 1 week or 1 month, no. Nitta, 24 hours. So you should have such program for worshipping the deity that you may be engaged 24 hours. 24 hours. Sri Vigrahara Dhana Nitta Nana Nitta Nitta Nana Singara dressing decorating daily new dress or twice new dress or four times new dress as much as you can. Singara, this is called Singara. Krishna is opulent, the most opulent enjoyer, and we should supply. We should supply by which he can enjoy. Just like if somebody gives me a new dress, so I say, oh, it's a new dress, very nice. So that is my enjoyment. Similarly, if you satisfy Krishna daily, a very gorgeous dress, just like today I see, it is very nice. This kind of dress should be supplied to Krishna. First class clothing, first class, everything first class, no third class thing. For Krishna. All first class. The gopis must be first class, the dress must be first class, the eating bhushta must be first class, the sitting place must be first class, more than first class. That is called Sivigrahara Dhananittana Singara. Tanamandiram Arjunadu, cleansing the temple as clean as glass. All this. Everyone remarks this, that our temples are very clean. Yes, temple means must be very clean. The more you cleanse the temple, the more your heart becomes clean. This is the process. The more you dress Krishna, you become satisfied. At the present moment, we are accustomed to see my dress, how costly dress I have got, I become satisfied. No. When by dressing Krishna you feel satisfied, that is spiritual satisfaction. That is spiritual satisfaction. Sri Vigrahara Dhanantana Singara Tanmandira Majanada Yuktasya Bhaktangasya Nijanjato Pi. So this is the business of the spiritual master. Yuktasya. To engage them. All right. Bande Gura Sri Charanara. Such guru, spiritual master, I am offering. This is goodbye. Here it is said, Sinlanti. Kunti Devi, the first business is Sinlanti. One must be eager to hear. Unless everything is hearing, you go to school, college. What purpose? You pay the school fee, college fee, for hearing. You hear from the learned professor, teacher, you sit down and you get knowledge. The first thing is sinnanti. Therefore, a devotee is always engaged in hearing about Krishna. Sinnanti. That is devotee's business. Tabihitam. Those who are cultivating Krishna consciousness, their first business is hearing. So sinnanti, gayanti. And if you actually, you have heard about Krishna, the next business will be to chant, gayanti. Just like our preachers are going from here to interior parts of the village. Wow, what is the purpose? For gayanti, for preaching, for chanting. So that they may get the opportunity of hearing. Giving opportunity to the people for hearing. That is gayanti. Ginanti and takes seriously Avijnasa. Avijnasa means 24 hours without any stop. All right. Kirtaniya Sadahari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore recommends. Kirtaniya Sadahari, one should be engaged 24 hours in chanting. That is the business of Krishna conscious man. Hearing, chanting, Savanam, Kirtanam. Either all the items, or take from one item. Simply hearing. Just like Parikshit Maharaj did. Parikshit Maharaj did not do any other thing. He sat down tight before Sukadeva Goswami and went on hearing for 7 days. And then his life is finished. So anyone, or all of them, if you simply hear without doing anything, simply sit down in the temple, and whenever there is talk of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, go on hearing. Even if you do not understand, please hear, that's all. That vibration, that mantra vibration will help you. Understanding is not very important thing. There may be so many fools and rascals who do not know grammar, do not know Sanskrit. No, there is no need of. Apratihata. Bhakti is apratihata. Nothing can check the progress of bhakti. So simply, you have to adopt the process. The process is here. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was criticized by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in the beginning. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was son of Jagannath Mishra. And Jagannath Mishra's father-in-law, that means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grandfather, Nilambha Chakravarti, he happened to be class friend of Sarvabhauma's father. That means Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya comes on the level of his father. So he asked that you are a boy, 24 years old only, you have taken sannyas, it is very difficult to keep sannyas because there are so many attractions for the young man. So you hear Vedanta Sutra. There is a hearing. So hearing is so important. Even amongst the Mahavadi school, they hear Vedanta Sutra. We also hear, but we hear real Vedanta Sutra. Because they falsely interpret, their hearing is spoiled. But we don't interpret. We hear actually. Krishna says that I am the Supreme. We accept. That is hearing. And if we interpret, oh, Krishna means this, Kurukshetra means this, that means you're spoiling your time. Why this, that? As it is. Here as it is. Then. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked to hear Vedanta, you know. And he was hearing. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was going on, speaking, reciting Vedanta Sutra. But he was simply hearing. He was not asking any question. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked that, my dear boy, you are hearing, but you are not asking anything. What is this? You cannot understand? Or what is the reason that you are silent? He said, yes, I am understanding. But I am silent because you are explaining in a different way. Therefore, I am simply hearing the bhatses of Vedanta Sutra. I am not hearing you. Indirectly, of course, you are offering respect. Indirectly, he said that you are explaining the meaning foolishly. He said later on that I hear the bhatses just like sunshine. But you are explaining just like covering cloud. This is your explanation. Sun is, nobody requires any lamp to see the sun. Everyone can see. But if it is covered by the cloud, it is very difficult to see. So this Mayavad interpretation is explanation means covering the real meaning, that's all. They do so, like, they will never accept the direct meaning. Kurukshetra, Dharmakshetra, even big political leader, they will cover. Kurukshetra means this, Dharmakshetra means this. No. Hearing should be, our policy is hearing the original as it is. Then it will be effective. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu should be heard as he is. Gridanti Abhikshnasa, Smaranti, the same, meditation, remembering. Smaranti, Nandanti. Nandanti means he becomes jubilant, pleasure, reservoir of pleasure, Nandanti. Nandan means pleasing. Nandanti, who tava hitam jana. Those who are cultivating Krishna consciousness, their business is sinanti, sinanti, gayanti, ginanti, avikshnasa. This is the program everywhere. We have to hear about Krishna, we have to speak about Krishna, we have to deal about Krishna. Simply, there are so many activities. In relationship with Krishna, we have to adopt everything. Then, sat person swayeva pashyanti. Swayeva pashyanti. By this process, one day will come that he will see you. Swayeva pashyanti. And what is that? Vision, when you see God, Krishna, then what is the effect? The effect is bhava-pravaha uparamam. Bhava-pravaha. Pravaha means current. Now we are going on. Chaitanya Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that mayarvase jachya bhise. Just like there is very forcible currents in the river, and if some animal is thrown in that, will be washed away. So we are being washed away by the currents, one after another, of this material nature. Just like you have seen the big waves in the Pacific Ocean. Similarly, because we are under the griefs of the material nature, prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvatha, so we become under the influence of the three modes of material nature, and by the current of such material nature, we are being washed away. Washed away. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, mayar bose jatcha bhesha. You are being washed away, carried away, by the currents. The currents also describe, the first current is hunger. The second current is thirst. Similarly, another current, janma mittu, birth, death, old age. These are all currents. These are different currents of the material nature. We become hungry, we become thirsty, we become overwhelmed with regret, sukha, moha, illusion, then birth, there are so many currents we are being carried. I am spirit soul. I am put into the material ocean, and the currents are carried. So here, if you be engaged, sinnanti gayanti, avitnasa, 24 hours, then the current, upasamam, uparamam, the current will stop. No more you'll be carried away by these material currents. Bhava-pravaha uparapam. Where? Padambujam, your lotus feet. Your lotus feet. One who has learned how to see Krishna's lotus feet and offer a little tulsi and sandalwood path, this current will stop. This current of material life will stop. There is another nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Samasitam de padavallavam plavam. Just like in the currents are in the ocean. So if you get a nice boat, then you can cross over the currents very nicely. So it is recommended, samasito de padapallavam plavam. You have seen the lotus petal, that is also just like boat. Is it not? Like small boat. Imitation. See, if you get the help of the padapallavam, the lotus feet of Krishna, then by that petal, boat, bhavam vidhi, this great ocean of birth and death, vatsapadam, it becomes just like the water contained in the hole created by the hoop of a cup. Vatsapadam. You have no experience. But in India, during rainy season, the roads become muddy and the cows and the calves go and they have got holes created and there is some water. So such vatsapadam water, you can jump over at a time one dozen. So similarly, this great ocean of bhavambudhi, birth and death, although it is very great for others, for a devotee, it becomes like that hole. You can jump over one dozen at a time. Bhavambudhi vatsapadam parampadam. Then by that way, he attains parampadam, the supreme abode. Then what about this world? This world is padam padam jada vipadam. This is simply full of dangers, every step. Not for the devotee. This is not the place for the devotee. This is for the persons who are suffering. Klishamanana. Therefore, Kunti Devi is suggesting, this is the medicine of your suffering. Take it and be happy. Thank you.